This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, Woody, what band is this right here, man?
This is the one that is going to play at the
DCC. Exactly. That's what I wanted to say. Good morning, everybody. Staying around for the concert on Saturday, doing a little walking, raising a lot of money for the DCC. I haven't done a very good job of raising money yet, but I'm going to get on it.
You'll come up with the difference, right?
Yeah, I'll come up. Yeah. Make a strong late comeback there and jump right back in. But
I got two runners going, so I got to work
man,
on
that's
that
great.
Too, man.
I got to tell you, Woody, that's great. And I got literally the whole family going out. My
nice.
My wife's whole family is coming out to support it. And, God, I got all the – everybody here in the FM stations is coming out. So it's really cool, man. More and more people, I'm guessing, with the concert and everything, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 people will be out there. And So it should be a lot of fun. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to get to. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. I don't want to make it sound like early in the morning I'm banging on Chris Greer again, but boy, Chris. The articles are out and everybody and read everybody's stuff, and some people have reached out to me over the last couple of days, and I don't have any answers. I don't have a favorite player, and I don't because I don't know enough. About all the, I see the mock drafts like you do. Don't get me wrong. If somebody's got a mock draft and there's news about the Dolphins at 13, I read it. I'm always curious for people that do it for a living or people that I know at least follow it year round and not a local guy who's just putting together a list to get some hits, some clicks. I'm not big on that. But the guys at NFL Network that do it year round and ESPN that do it year round. And hey, whatever you think of Mel Kiper. A lot of people think he's outdated now and got lazy, but hey, man, he's a grandfather of this thing. He started it. He's the one that figured out how to make a lot of money doing it, and it's caught on. It went from when it first started, and I don't know how much interest there was, but I know now you put one out on your team, people, in the case of a mock draft, especially a first round, everybody wants to take a look at it. But to the point of the Miami Dolphins, between free agency and this draft, and you've got 7 picks in the first 5 rounds, you got some work to do, man. You've got some work to do. You got to hit on some guys, and we cannot have a draft full of guys and nobody starting. Just ridiculous. We need a guy, literally, and starting means play the first play of a damn game and play most of the game, unless you're injured. Not a guy as a role player. You need to, be able to put some of these draft picks in like they do on other teams, and they need to start. And because you just can't do it all in free agency. You cannot fix everything they have, 2 guards, 2 safeties, a tackle, a cornerback. You can go through the list, whatever your favorites. I know Some people think you still need another tight end. Now the Durham Smythe's out, and you can go and you, yeah, sure, you need depth everywhere. There's no question about it. How do you feel about your tackle position? Seriously, it's everything. So you can't just do it all through free agency. You have to be able to hit on draft picks. And now Chris is getting a reputation. I saw everybody's writing about it, and I can't disagree. Like, you can't have draft picks that end up year two or three and they start playing at the end of their contract or start playing better, and then they Austin Jackson you in their last year, and you end up paying them, but you really didn't get much out of them the first couple of years. You know, we need guys. This thing is set up. You know, draft picks are cheap. They're the cheapest part of your team. They really are. Not guys 29, 30, 31, 32, 33 coming at the end of their careers that have been good, solid players, maybe had some injuries. No, you need to – this draft thing needs to work better than it has, in my opinion, just my opinion. And you've got some positions, to me, that have twos behind them. That's not good. If Javon Holland is going to be a free agent, and he probably is because he's probably going to make – and he feels like he and his agent is going to make more money on the open market. And I know he's one of the top-ranked free agents out there that somebody will pay him and feels like because he's so young, they can get more production out of him at safety and use him a lot of different ways because he is a really good athlete. But we need two guards. And I don't know if that means they're going to bring one guy back. And I'm not they may bring one of their guards back from last year. They need two safeties. If Javon doesn't come back, you got to figure out what Calais and Teron are going to do, and then you got to decide how can you trust him. You're talking about one guy's had a lot of injuries, Calais Campbell. I mean, he's sneaking up on 40. He's sneaking up here at the end, playing unbelievable what he's been able to do for his age at that position. Incredible. Teron, a lot of people think he wants to come back. And if he comes back, it's a tough one because – you know, there's one of those draft picks, second-round pick last year, Patrick Paul. Do you think he can play or not? Because if you bring Teron back and you start him because he's better than Patrick Paul. And if it's, oh, we got to play our best players, what are you telling Patrick Paul? So you're telling me you're not sure yet? Is that what you're telling me if you bring Teron back? And I know you want Teron back. I would, too. I would, too, just for the locker room. I think Teron has that kind of impact on those guys. Not just the guys on the offensive line, everything. So there's a lot of work. A lot of work going on. A lot of people think pass rusher's still in play. I mean, my God, and if you feel that way, whatever position as you're starting to look at this and but we're not a player two away. We are not a player two away. And if this thing's really gonna be competitive again, they've got a lot of guys that we don't know who they're gonna be, gonna have to be a big part of this team. Both out of college as well as from other teams. And then the question is, how much, if you really want a free agent, how much can you really pay on one guy? How much, if there's one guy you really like, can you pay him 15, 16, 17 million? Can you do that? Or is it like, nah, that's going to blow out the budget. We need to get, again, four or five guys, get them lower and to fill out the roster. So there's a lot of work. A lot of work for Chris Greer and right down to the coaching staff, and they'll make all those decisions together on how to do it. But, yeah, all of a sudden the cornerback position has jumped right back into a priority. You don't have enough back there. Hell, you could be looking at a cornerback and one cornerback that Kendall Fuller left and started those 11 games. You need to fill that one in. And then you could need two safeties. And you know what's crazy about that? You know what kind of production you got out of those two safeties and cornerback that we're talking about? You know how many interceptions those two starting safeties and the cornerback that played 11 games, a veteran from Washington? You want to know how many interceptions they had together as a group? None. Zero. So there's a lot of work. A lot of work to be done, man. A lot of work, and everybody. We'll have Kyle Krabs join us a little bit later on as we set this up. They got to make some decisions, though, on Calais and Teron, Bradley Chubb, restructuring to taking a cut in pay, Big difference, by the way. Restructuring, guys love. Somebody asked me, man, a lot of guys get restructured. I said, there's a lot of guys hope they get restructured. That usually means a lot of money up front. They like that. Restructure my ass every day. Every day. Now, cut and pay is a different deal. When they ask you to take less money, then you got to decide, hey, you got to take less or we got to cut you. And then you got to decide, do I want to go somewhere else or do I want to stay right where I am? Anyway, we've got to all that. And, of course, tomorrow, one of the most anticipated hockey games I can remember outside of maybe watching a Stanley Cup and how much fun that was the last couple years and the run that the Panthers have gone on. But this USA-Canada thing, the championship, four nations face-off that they have, is unbelievable. And the fact that we get to watch Canada and USA a second time is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Especially, I'll take it a step closer, we got guys from the United States playing for, and Canada that play for the Panthers. Reinhardt and Bennett, two of your better players, playing for Canada. And you know Tkachuk and his brother and the story there and what they've done, the three fights in 9 seconds, and here we go again. But this time it won't be in Montreal, it'll be in Boston. So, and you know Canada got embarrassed up there, and you know they got ripped for what the effort, and you let those guys just come out from the start, what the Tkachuk brothers did to you. They're going to be a jacked up, there is going to be a jacked up Canadian team for sure. No question about it. And I just think this thing, United States a little banged up, no question. They're a little banged up, although outside of losing one of their best defensemen, they've got, looks like all their guys will be back to play, and Matthew should be back. Tkachuk brothers both expected back, but we'll see. You know, again, we talked yesterday about toughness and guys playing hurt. Nothing in professional sports comes close to hockey, including football. Nothing. Nothing. Those guys, you literally have to tell them they need an operation right now for those guys not to play. Those guys play. They get stitched up and come right back in. Those mofos get after it. No question. They are tough son of a guns. They are tough. No question. So anyway, we've got all that stuff. Should be fun for tomorrow night. And then we got the big power move going. I don't know how many people are getting tired of this college story, the NIL and transfer portal. There are parts of it that I do like, the fact that your team can get really good if you get the right guys. And listen, you can get all the wrong guys. Ask the FSU. They got all the right guys when they went undefeated. They got all the wrong guys when all those guys got drafted in the next batch they brought in. Not too many of them had an impact that FSU thought, and you saw them go from the best team in the ACC to one of the worst teams in 1 year. I will always stick with me on that transfer portal with FSU, starting with the wrong quarterback that they had last year. But I got to tell you, this new one coming out, folks, get ready. So college football is going to have their big college meetings next week. So the two big daddies are getting together, the SEC and Big Ten, who, by the way, fly to their own beat, fly to they're only worried about each other. That's it. They have already figured out they only need each other, and they don't care, and they are going to pull some serious power moves. They're going to ask and try to act like part of it, but at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want. The SEC and Big Ten are going to try to do everything they want. And right now, because of the whining in their conferences, Ole Miss, one of them, felt they got screwed and didn't get in, and it was wrong. And, of course, Ole Miss had some bad losses at the end of the year. Not bad, but Florida beat them and some other schools beat them. So they felt like, wow, we should have got it. So the SEC and Big Ten going, well, we need four spots. We each need four spots. Guaranteed four spots no matter what. We need to go from 12 playoff teams to 14. And hell, if they'll allow us, we'll have more. But here's what we want to do. If it does go to 14, we want to propose, and everybody to understand, we want most of the money. We're going to get four teams from the SEC, four from the Big Ten guaranteed, our highest four ranked teams because of strength of schedule. And, by the way, they're talking about SEC and Big Ten going to be talking today about playing each other more to even strengthen that schedule, win or loss, competitive game. We played a tough schedule. We can justify why we get those four spots. And then basically they're telling everybody else, take those last six spots between the other conferences, the ACC, the Big 12, American Athletic Conference, Conference USA, Mountain West. That's kind of the drop-off of where you are now without the Pac-12. And you guys decide how you want to do it. And, oh, by the way, if Notre Dame's good, we all respect Notre Dame because we all would love to have them if they ever join a conference, which they probably won't because it worked out well last year. But as an independent, if they're ranked high enough, everybody agrees, Notre Dame gets a spot. So that's where we are, man. And it's everything's about money right now. SEC and Big Ten want to make sure they get a lot of that money. And look, they are the two best conferences. I don't disagree. The SEC and the Big Ten are the two best football and now, hell, looks like basketball conferences, especially the SEC and basketball. And so that's where we are, man. But there's going to be some guys going, hey, man, we're going to pull our you-know-what out and show you that we mean business here. Now, we're here. But we are here, and we understand that we control a lot of things. It's going to be interesting to see how everybody handles it with everything and getting this thing worked out. Even though SEC and Big Ten, it's all about money, and money's needed for NIL. Money's needed for everything right now. NIL at every level, high school going to college going to college, transferring from one school to the next. You need to have dough. To be able, not to mention your facilities, other sports, and everything else. And the SEC and Big Ten are trying to jump way out in front in this money thing for what they've done. So I'm really curious to see what's going to happen this week and next week, especially for college football, and what's going to be coming out here and what the SEC and Big Ten decide when they not only get their meetings after meeting with each other, but next week when they take them and take them to the rest of college football and say, this is what we want to do. We don't want to be 12 teams. We want to be 14. Everybody's getting paid. We don't want to hear about student athletes anymore. No, we don't. This is about money. We're going to play basically an NFL schedule. If you're really good, you're really good. You're going to play a lot of games. And there you go. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. A lot more stuff to get to, including some Miami Heat news as well. We'll have all that for you coming up here. And later on, Billy Lindsay will join us from the Panthers. We'll talk a little bit about USA and Canada round two tomorrow night. Damn, I can't wait. It's been so good. This has not only been good for hockey in general, this has been great for the Panthers. Because of Matthew Tkachuk.
I got to tell you, everyone I've talked to has watched that game on Saturday night.
Been great.
What was it, 5 million? Or I guess it came out there was more, but man, I feel like everyone I've talked to
has watched
that.
There were 10 million people.
Yeah, that included Canada. Yeah,
in the United States. Big numbers.
Yeah, but like everyone I've talked to watched that game.
Yeah, good stuff,
right?
Man.
That tournament's been like kind of the buzz of sports right now. There's nothing else going on.
Nope, and they hit the jackpot.
Great timing for that thing, by the way. You know, a lot of these leagues are always competing with one another like the same time. They had nothing. I mean, they probably knew the NBA All-Star game would be trash.
Yes.
And they got this thing all to themselves,
that's
man.
That's a whole different problem the NBA has with
the All-Star weekend.
The All-Star weekend, by the way, and don't think it's just me. I love when somebody goes, all you media guys. Media guys?
It's you.
You might want to look at some of your guys in your own sport, man, and guys on TNT that you were honoring there during the friggin' last game for like 20 minutes. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. That never gets old. Not when you talk about great products in the SUV family and the Silverado truck family. Yeah, I notice when they talk to me, they always mention, Joe, we know you love your new 2025 Tahoe. I said, man, it's nice. It's roomy. It is nice looking, and it is comfortable. Well, listen, it's also about the new SUVs, like the all-new Equinox and all the improvement they've made there, eye-catching exterior, and you got an SUV loaded with smart style, everything you need with just a great look. 2025 Traverse. boy, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about perfect for the family. Spacious and comfortable seating for everyone, plus plenty of room for everyone's cargo. We got you covered, man. Turbocharged 2.5-liter engine also gets you great performance. And then right over to Silverado Trucks, man, the legendary Silverado durable trucks. Boy, I'll tell you what, man, they got trucks, and then we have four strong options for an engine according to how much power you need every day, whether you're pulling big loads for your job that you're working on right now, or you just need to get around the family and do a little part-time work. So whatever it is, no matter what kind of truck you're looking for, you get the durability you need and a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle when you talk about a Silverado truck, man. Hardest working truck in the business. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Stop by, take a test drive, and fall in love with some of the great offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, we got a nice story. Tyler Hero, man. What a great story it's been for him. So Tyler gets his first All-Star game. He's already been Sixth Man of the Year. Won a three-point contest. Those aren't easy. Not easy to do. And confidence, his numbers way up, just a tad under 24 points a game. He's not the problem. And the Jimmy thing is gone, and he's moved on. He's off to a great start. They're talking out in the Bay Area, Jimmy's going to help lead them to a championship again, and Golden State's going to turn back into Golden State. And Draymond's talking trash that they're going to win a championship. I'm going to follow Jimmy and Steph. And so we'll see how that works out. Nothing we can do. He didn't want to play here. We don't want to give him the – you know the whole story. It's over. At some point, like everything, you got to just stop talking about it, and you got to move on. Let's talk about things that aren't going right now. And you just can't say, well, we don't have Jimmy, and I get it. Tyler just said, yeah, we're a hell of a lot better with Jimmy. When Jimmy wanted to be here and wanted to play, we had a lot better chance to go deep in the playoffs. And right now, they got some problems. And I don't know if they just get it turned around because of Bam and Tyler Hero. Not when Rozier, whatever happened to his game, I have no idea. Jaime Jaquez, what happened to him? All of a sudden, Jovich, who I was bragging about a few weeks ago, so getting you 15, 16, 17, 18 points tonight. He's been up and down. He's only 21. I'm not giving up on a 21-year-old. Even Bam's number scoring. Like, look, and I know, God, Spo's like so protective of and for Bam. And you guys don't appreciate what he does, his rebounding, his defensive effort, what he does. All I know is his numbers are down. 16.7 points per game, 10 rebounds. I know all the other things he does, but we got a little problem. We go through droughts of scoring. You can play all that great defense. Well, listen, you can't control how you shoot the ball every night, but you can play hard and play defense. I get it. I understand that, but you can't have these 8 and 9 point quarters, 10 point quarters. You just can't have them. So you got to get some guys going. And I don't know what happened to Terry Rozier. I have no idea. Has not really been good since he's been here. First, he wasn't fitting in. He didn't really get his role. He didn't want to step on any, you know, he's being careful and come on. And Jaime, we bragged about what a great rookie he was last year. And boy, this year has just been a big drop off. So they got to get some of these guys going. Unless we're just waiting to see who we can buy on a buyout contracts if we can get somebody from that. But, yeah, it's going to be hard to move up with that group right now. It's going to be hard. Let some guys get going here real quickly. And I just don't know how that's going to work. I don't know, you know, but you got to get your own guys going. We could talk about the guys from the trade and all that stuff, but you've got some guys that you traded for, and let's not forget when they said we didn't make any moves, we made our move before the end of last year getting Terry Rozier. They said that, not me. And Terry Rozier has not been very good. Has not been very good. Just got too many guys having down seasons, minus Tyler Herro, who's been a really nice story. Really, really nice story, and a lot of great stuff going on for him right now. He's still a young guy, and playing well. So anyway, just wanted to bring that up a little bit here. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit more about this Dolphin thing. There's a lot of parts, as you know. We got the combine coming up next week. I think next Thursday that thing starts, and there's going to be a zillion mock drafts coming out for everybody. And listen, from how do we free up more money so we can get more free agents to getting the right guys. But I got to tell you, no matter what, and I keep hearing this over and over from people, Chris Greer and Mike are going to go all in again on this team and do whatever it takes to no matter what, to win right now and not worry about the future. I mean, there might be some of that. That would be human nature if the owner allows it to happen and they don't ask questions and nobody's asking questions on behalf of the team, which I think Tom Garfinkel will. Tom Garfinkel is going to be here, not worried about just the 1 year. He's going to be the CEO here for a long time, and Tom's not one to be shy. He'll let everybody know how he's feeling about this. But Tom knows, and everybody else knows, we need guys to come in again like a broken record and start. If you really look at it, that draft class, we had a few guys come on late in the year. We had a couple guys get a few starts. But we don't really have anybody playing full-time from that draft last year. A couple guys at the end, and listen, I don't know what to think of Jalen Wright. I thought he was going to be really good. Now people are going, well, it wasn't his fault. The blocking was so bad. Nobody could run with that offensive line. When he was running, he was getting tackled 4 yards in the back. And others are going, he's missing holes. It was him. He's making bad cuts, and he's just running, and he's not patient. And that's why he lost carries, and sometimes he got a few carries, sometimes he didn't. And so I don't know. And I got to tell you another guy that I don't know about, and Bo disagrees with me on this one, and I might be by myself. I don't know if Patrick Paul can play at left tackle. He had his moments. But I got to tell you, if they really, really thought, hey, Patrick Paul's the guy, and they all got together and go, no. Hey, big jump coming this year. He's our guy. Then, okay, but if he's not, and you're going to find out by the way this thing goes. If Teron comes in, Teron's got to start. They're not bringing Teron Armstead in for, even if it's less money, to be a backup. He's coming in. He's your best offensive lineman, and he's going to be better when camp starts. He's going to be better once again by Patrick Paul. It's not even going to be close. He's going to be a lot better. As long as he's healthy, Teron is going to be better at 33 than Patrick Paul is right now going into year two. So I'm really curious to see how that thing plays out. That is a big one. That is a big, big one. Now, some of you are trying to say, well, let Teron come in and play as long as he can. And once he goes down, Patrick Paul will be ready to go. Well, that's kind of been our story around here a lot. Draft picks take a while to play before we really get comfortable and start playing them. And some of them don't work out. Some just end up being guys. And we've got a couple of those guys floating around right now on this roster that time is just about up on that group. And some of them ended up on the practice squad bouncing back and forth a little bit. Some ended up on IR. But we got to get some decisions and find out some stuff on some of these players. So, I got to tell you, and Kyle Crabb's going to join us later, and we're going to get into this because they got a lot of needs on this team. I can't ever remember a time that we need two guards and two safeties. And that's just from guys. Now, they could re-sign some of the guys they had and maybe get them on the cheap to come back if they think they're good enough. I'd like to see more upside with fresh guards myself, even if their tackles move to guards. But
just off the top of your head, what position?
Well, two guards and two safeties.
So what position do you feel good about? Is there anything?
Wide receiver. One and two.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
One and two.
Huh.
That
was a problem.
One's connected to the other until they get this offensive line thing.
Okay. It's not, and you think that'll fix it?
I think that's going to help a lot of it. That's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. I think that will help a lot.
Well, I mean, I only go by what I hear from you. You said Tyreek's lost a step, and if he's lost a step, that's his game. Tyreek is not going to jump over, guys.
Well, he's going to be here, and he's still going to be really good, and he's still plenty fast. And
if I had my pick here, I mean, I would like to add a bigger target.
I know Woody.
I know we can't address everything. That's why I was asking you, is there any position on the team that like isn't a need at this point?
Boy, that's a great question.
I mean, what area of the team are you like, well, we're good there?
So I would have said pass rushers, but we got – I don't know what they're going to do. We got Chubb got the year off to get healthy.
Yeah.
And Jalen's coming back from another major surgery.
He tried to address that in last year's draft. So.
And when will he be back and ready to go? I mean, these things – listen, they're talking about these same things we're talking about, and they're bringing in doctors and going, listen, we need to know. We can't do what we did last year. We can't have – the Odell Beckham Jr. thing was an absolute embarrassment to the team. It was.
I mean
– they tried to cover it up. Well, we knew it was going to take
– Yeah, but you were in on it, bro.
I was. There you go. You gotta make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. But
I didn't bring him in.
What did you say? 500 yards? I think you said.
Yeah, I did. I said 35 and 500. Yeah. I did say that.
Yeah, you were off by 499. You're okay.
All right,
just missed. But no, I mean that's crazy to sit here today and think like I don't know one area of the team that you're like, oh that's we're good. Don't even worry about it.
Well, I would like to start with any free agent brought in. Can he be healthy before he gets here? 100%. Not going to be healthy. I want to know the doctors go, he passed his physical. He's good to go once camp starts. He didn't have to be on a bicycle off the side. That would be really nice.
Texas said, don't try to sell me sand when I live on the beach, bro. Stop it, Joe.
What do you mean?
Comes the damage control segment.
No damage control. This thing needs a lot of work. What else do you need?
I don't know.
No, no. If you're reading, I'm doing some kind of damage control. I don't know what you're not hearing.
Well,
today,
I don't know any.
Like you woke up and just decided I was going to have something. You're waiting for me to sound like I'm. They need a lot of help. Like if we're not selling our fans, hey, we need to be real before our team can be good. Chris Greer's got to be really good. And there's a lot of people who don't think Chris Greer can be really, really good. You're asking him to do something
that he's never done.
At a level he's never done. Now, you're not going to hit on every guy, and you're not going to hit on every free agent, you're not going to hit on every draft pick, but you got to get some guys not just on the 53-man roster. That's very misleading. We had eight guys on the 53-man roster.
So someone said they liked Omar's mock draft that he put out yesterday. Did you see all these guys he has on here? He's got Malachi Starks from Georgia, 13.
Okay, that's like everybody safety. Jumped on that one. That was lazy by Omar. So that's a really good Georgia safety.
First rips. He's got Greg Zabel, From North Dakota State, offensive tackle at 48.
Good one. Had a good senior bowl.
98, he's got a defensive tackle, Shamar Turner.
Okay.
At 115, he's got Shmael Mondin Jr. from Georgia. I don't think I said his name right. Shmael?
I don't know.
Anyway, linebacker
lied
from Georgia. How about this one? 135, Kyle McCord from Syracuse, quarterback.
I see some people giving us a quarterback at one of our fourth or fifth round picks. I see that.
151, Teddy Buchanan from your school, linebacker, Cal. 156, got Jalen Rivers. Jalen Rivers going to fall that far?
I don't know.
That's late. What is 156? Is that like fifth or
sixth
round?
Can I just tell you? So we got seven picks in five rounds. I'd really like to see two of those seven picks with big guys on the offensive line. That's just me.
Well, he's got a D tackle, 226, Nazir Stackhouse from Georgia.
We do need a defensive tackle.
Joshua Simon, tight end from South Carolina, 233, and then Craig Woodson, a safety from Cal at 252.
I didn't even bring up the tight end position, but you...
By the way, man, if you're going to draft, like, why don't you just take Georgia
run late
like
here.
Some of these SEC guys? You can't go wrong taking Georgia players.
Be careful on SEC guys.
So we have some busts?
I don't know.
So I'm saying just in general. Like,
How's our Georgia linebacker done from the third round, right. Kendall?
But just in general.
How's Cam Smith done? He's South Carolina. He's an SEC guy.
South Carolina's not really in the SEC.
Yes, they are. They've had a lot of
They're a fringe
players.
SEC team. What about the real SEC teams?
Usually you can't go wrong with Georgia. I would agree with that. Georgia
used to be Alabama, remember,
Georgia
a few years
defense.
Ago?
Well, Alabama still got good guys.
But not like they did.
Not like they did, no. No, they changed that. Transfer portals changed that a little bit. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. My point is this, man. There's got to be a lot of tough decisions made. And Chris Greer, like, I hope he's getting some help. Because I can't remember a team from draft picks to how much money you're going to free up in free agency to who you're bringing back. And do they feel the same way? Who are you bringing back from last year's team? Because there's going to be some guys that got a ton of free agents. They got a lot of things to figure out. And some of them are going to be money decisions. And then the priority list we talk about, we're all going to disagree a little bit, but we can't agree on one thing. We got a lot of friggin' needs on this team. Hey, I'll tell you what else we got. We got Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. It's serious stuff, man. It is serious stuff. I don't mean to switch it from talking about the Miami Dolphins and what they need right into ED and low T, but to all the guys up early this morning, they're a little bit older, that are going through this. Let me see. Energy level, not where it used to be. Not working out like I used to, but I'm getting older. Somebody told me that's normal. Moody, grumpy, sometimes even to the point you feel depressed. And then with it, your sex drive is gone. The bedroom activity is zero these days. Your partner has become your friend. You just talk a little bit is all you do. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but that's not going to do it for me. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic almost a year ago, and I had great results, and I've been sharing them with everybody. A lot of guys at the tennis club have been asking me about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Man, I take time to explain everything to them. Yeah, man. Every guy's going to get it, by the way. Every guy's going to get low T if you don't have it already, and every guy's going to have ED. That's right. Not working like it used to in the bedroom. Hey, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. They got treatments with success rates well over 90%. There's a really, really good chance you're going to have great results like I did. The T, the PSA test, they get it all done, put you on a great program, 6 locations in South Florida to serve you, and you are off and running after you meet with their professionals if you decide to do the program, and you should. This should be a priority. And if it's still important for you and you still want to have energy and still just feel great on the weekends and not shutting it down with more naps and more movies falling asleep, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
All right, time for your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 70 degrees at the moment, and does not look like there's any rain in the forecast, so should be pretty good out there today. And before we get back to the show here, I want to let you know, country music star Hardy is bringing his Jim Bob World Tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater this September. If we've got a chance for you to win tickets, all you have to do is go to the WQAM.com contest page and enter. If your name is picked, you win. This is, Joe, a Live Nation show.
All right, Woody. Sounds good, man. And we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning, hitting this kind of figure, starting to look. Everybody's looking. The mock drafts are going to start flying in. Everybody's going to have a different thought. If you follow the Dolphins and you follow college football and you know the needs of this team, you're not wrong, whatever it is. I see somebody now saying cornerback's a priority, and cover corners are, yes, they're important, and so is having a good offensive line and having some playmaking safeties. I'm with you. We can go across the board and with things. I can't remember last time we were talking about two guards and two safeties with this team. So the win total's down for the Dolphins. Don't think this is just made-up stuff here of the work that needs to be done. I think everybody would agree, off of what you've seen right now, this is before draft and before free agency, and before we find out if Calais and Teron are coming back or they're not, or if they're going to get guys to take a cut in pay, or they're going to ask to be released. I mean, there's going to be more things that are going to probably surprise you in the newspaper over the next few days or next couple of weeks. But I feel a lot better about the football teams from the last 2 years than going into this one, off of everything that's happened and what you have. I mean, you're at a point, Woody asked a great question. What position do you feel really, really good at that you're loaded at right now? And you don't have a lot of positions. You don't have good young depth behind positions. And there's a lot of places to upgrade. That's why, whether you agree or not, Chris Greer has got to have one hell of a GM offseason. That's his season. His season is right now. The general manager and his staff and everybody that works with them, their season is going on right now. Background checks and guys on your list and the local guys that can play that you've had a chance. University of Miami's got a lot of good players and the whole thing. And free agency and money and then you got a lot of draft picks. I don't care about those seventh-round picks. I really don't. I don't. I kind of broke it down. I know we have three of them. Three seventh-round picks, and maybe you bunch them and you move up, or you know, you use them to move up or move down. But I do care, and you've got hit. You got seven picks in the first five rounds. And so you're going up to pick 156. That's a lot of football players. There's a lot of good ones out there. You got to find some guys in that. Even if you got to get a guy that's had a bad attitude, it's got ridiculous talent, then maybe the light goes on, you take a chance on one of those guys. But I do know we have a lot of people that have favorite positions, and you're not wrong. Not this year, because we have a lot. I still stick with the offensive line as the most important thing, because I think the offensive line helps the running back, helps the quarterback, helps the wide receivers. It starts with that core. But if you disagree and you want more playmakers at a certain position, if a guy and Chris feels the same way with that first pick, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. But I sure would like to see us take a couple of offensive linemen in those first five rounds that you have, with first, second, a third round, two fours and two fives that you have in this draft. All right. Anyway, we've got to go to break, get all caught up. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. We'll get into more stuff here. And listen, man, this is this a big year for a lot of people, and there's a lot of work, man. The more that this thing does, and the guys they got rid of wasn't a surprise. I saw Omar's article, and he's right. Kendall Fuller wasn't a surprise with a couple concussions. I don't know about his knee. Not a surprise. Raheem, by amount of work, I don't know how banged up he was or wasn't, but he lost a lot of snaps this year. I don't think that surprised a lot of people. So, and Durham Smythe just didn't have a good year to start with. Not in the passing. Dropped some footballs and just So that didn't surprise me at all either when you're looking to free up some money. All right, 7 o'clock hour is coming up. That means it's time to tell you about Anthony Caliendo, the main man at the Business Broker Experts. This is what he does, man, is help you sell your business faster and get you more cash. He's a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business better than the main man does. That's part of what he does. When you sit down with him and you figure out what the company, what the business is worth, he does it all. So now I got to ask you this question. As you're out there and on your way into your business right now, how do you know if it's time to sell your business? It's pretty simple. The main man's been doing this for years. He has 5 questions he wants to ask you. Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? You know how that goes, up and down there. Are you tired of being tired and you coming home just going, I got to get rid of this thing more and more recently? Well, if you said yes, it is time, then you got to go with the main man. Let him cash you out in a big way. Whether your business is profitable or not, whether it's worth $100,000, $100 million, there's a buyer out there here in South Florida for you right now. So, do you really know what your business is worth? Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN because he specializes in value of your business. He'll sit down with you, come out with a game plan, let you know exactly what it's worth, all free for you. It's a $2,500 value to you. So call now, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246, 1-800-843-6246. Ask for the main man or visit the web, themainman.com.